Schools across Iowa are closed again this week to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but kids and teens are still getting the meals they would usually get at school. As Iowa Public Radio's Katie Pikus reports, some school districts are getting creative with how they deliver these meals, including using school buses and even administrators to get kids the food they need.
A green school bus pulls up to an elementary school in Sioux City. It's a quarter past noon. Kids and teens line up at the bus to get a sack with breakfast and lunch. Sioux City Community Schools has a fleet of these colorful buses, as well as minibuses and food service trucks. The vehicles pull up to schools or even mobile home parks and hang around for up to an hour. Rich Luzzi is the food service director for the school district.
We're here to supply the need, and obviously the need is there, and it's great that people are taking advantage of it, so it makes it worthwhile doing, and it's good to see that we're making a difference.
Social distancing is now the norm, so kids get their meals and go home to eat them. In some communities, school buses run routes through neighborhoods making meal deliveries.
There you go, thank you.
In Marshalltown, a food service worker hands out meal bags.
Do you want extra for the weekend? Okay, great.
It's Friday, so kids can get lunches and breakfasts to hold them over through Sunday. Lynn Large is the food service director for the Marshalltown Community School District. She says families need security while schools are closed.
A lot of our parents are still working and their children may not be able to walk far enough to get to a physical school location. So the buses help to bridge the gap between access for kids in their neighborhood.
And Large says lately more kids have been using the bus delivery service rather than going to a school to pick up food. The buses spend about 7 minutes per stop before they take off to the next. A typical route takes nearly 3 hours. Vans that make stops into the rural areas north and south of town spend about 2 hours on the road. In rural southwest Iowa, staff with the Essex and Hamburg school districts are making home deliveries. Even the superintendent, Mike Wells, is pitching in.
Hi,
Hi. I got some food here for you. You want to take the top box? There you go. You take the big box.
Oh, I got it.
Wells is delivering meals to kids from two families who live in a converted church in Riverton. The home deliveries allow him to check in with families and see how they're doing.
Without going and actually seeing, you wouldn't know what people need.
Wells says many in the area are still recovering from last year's historic flooding. On top of that, some parents have recently been laid off from their jobs because of the novel coronavirus.
So they're at home, they do not have money, their food supplies are limited. And so that's reality for them.
So a quick visit helps, and he says it's nice for him to see the kids' smiles. Besides food, Wells has also been delivering Wi-Fi hotspots to families that don't have internet. That way kids can do online learning while they're away from school, so they can feed their minds while they're feeding their bodies. I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.